Well, it is 4:30. It is time for us to start. So welcome everybody to our study session today, and I will turn the time over to Superintendent.
Hey, thank you, Board Member Peterson. Great to be here with you tonight. We have one item on the agenda, a couple of guests that we would like to invite to share. We have Kim Lowe here, our district nurse. We have Jessica Benson here, who's going to be doing the presentation. And I think Kim Jones is here, and you know, we have somebody new. I'm going to embarrass her, and she's probably going to say, oh, Rob, why did you do that? But Kim, Rob, would you just stand up and let me introduce you? Kim, we're so grateful to have her this week. She's joining our team. She'll be working with our secondary schools out of the West. And so we got her this week, and then she'll be full-time end of July, 1st of June, end of June, 1st of July. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so welcome.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Yeah. And welcome everybody else. So good to see you. And Jessica, turn some time over to you. Mark's up in behind you.
Welcome. Down. Thank you. I'm Jess Benson. I work over in Ed Services in the curriculum department, and I oversee our health and physical education for our secondary teachers. As part of that job, I get to be oversee the Human Sexuality Committee, and once a year we come and report to our major school board about our health law and policy and assurances so that we can send that information up to the state to make sure that we are following all of the policies and procedures that we need to when it comes to sex education and our health classrooms, which also include our CTE, health sciences, and some of our science classes as well. So here is our review for you for this year. The Elementary Maturation Committee met on April 23rd. They did approve two new items that will be available to use. They are still using the same maturation program, and our school nurses are still the only ones that are allowed to direct those maturation programs at the elementary level. But they have updated two items that those school nurses can implement in the maturation program. Two small clips. Those clips have been sent to Brianna, right, Brianna?
Yes.
So if you would like to preview those at a later time, you can. That way you can have the links. Those clips are, they go over a little bit about self-esteem and some emotions during puberty for those elementary students. So it's just two clips that those nurses can use on top of the already approved maturation program. Secondary, no new items were approved this year. No items were removed from either the elementary or the secondary approved. Here are the number of reported pornography complaints for the elementary, junior high, and high school level, which is consistent to what we've been seeing the last couple of years. The number of reported sex education curriculum complaints, we have zero from elementary for maturation from the parents. We did have one recorded complaint come from a high school parent. It wasn't really a complaint. It was a note written to the teacher. And when I asked the teacher what the complaint was about, they said the concern was that the students should be allowed to learn more and expand more on the material. And so the teacher the parent was saying that they wish the curriculum would allow for more at the high school level than what is allowed. But the teachers at our high school are very great with making sure that they stay within their core and what they're allowed to teach.
So. Jess, is that a certain grade or is that?
That was high school 10th grade.
10th, okay.
Yes. It could actually be any, typically we see the kids take it in 10th grade, but it would either be a 10th, 11th, or 12th grader. Once in a while we do have a high school student who waits until their senior year to take help, but I'd say the majority of our high school kids take help as 10th grade. That's kind of how the counselors try to help them place it.
Yeah.
But the parent was just looked over the parent consent form and had written a note that they wished that there was more that the teacher could expand on. Okay,
well, I'm Kim Lowe, the nurse supervisor for our district, and I am very happy to report that our teen pregnancy trends are going down.
Yay.
From 2019, 11.4 teen pregnancies per 1,000, adolescents between the ages of 15 and 19, and now jump to 2023, it's 8 per 1,000, which is great news. Comparing us with the U.S., we are lower than most of the United States. You can see from 2019, Utah was 11.4 compared to the U.S. Of 16.7% rate. And then 2023, again, we're at 8%, and the U.S. is 13.1. However, what was really interesting is there were 9 states that are a little bit lower than Utah, and those states are New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maine, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Minnesota, and New York. And that was reported by the CDC in 2023. So I thought that was really interesting information for that. But it is good to see those trends going down. As far as STD, sexually transmitted diseases and infections, 2 years ago when we reported, there was a significant spike. And today I am happy to report it's going down. Overall, it's going down, and so we're very pleased with that. Sexual abuse cases, however, are on the increase. In 2020, 3,346 cases, as compared to 2024, 8,791 confirmed victims of child abuse and neglect. Now, why? One reason is we're doing a better job of reporting. In July of 2023, CPS in Utah implemented an online electronic form that those who are concerned about other children being abused can go on and complete for CPS, rather than having to hold on the phone and talk to someone on the phone. So that is a really big reason. And I draw your attention down to the graph on the right-hand side where it shows the sources of the reports. 23% is law enforcement, but the next highest is schools at 19%. And so it just shows the importance of the education we're providing in the schools, even in our maturation classes. We tell the young ladies and the young men, if anyone ever says anything to you that makes you feel uncomfortable or touches you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, you must tell a trusted adult. And we talk about trusted adults, who those people are in their lives, and we actually have them identify to themselves through an activity who they would tell if that happened to them. And so we feel that even though those numbers are not the direction we want them to go, we feel those numbers have been high for a long time and just have not been reported. But now, because of the electronic form that's available, that has really helped a lot, and the ongoing education that we give as well. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. So you say maturation is only done by nurses now. And so how many nurses does it take to get to all of our elementary schools?
Okay, so for, yeah. So
the ones that are assigned to them.
The ones that are assigned to each of the schools. And typically we will invite another school nurse to be with us. So there are two of us presenting. With the boys maturation program, we encourage, if there are fifth grade male teachers or sixth grade male teachers, and even some of our administrators have been gracious to step up and be trained in their schools, because they are trusted adults in those schools. The students are with them a majority of the time during the week, and we want them to be able to talk to them if they need to and have their questions answered. So that's how we're able to do it.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Well, thank you for allowing us to present.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Kim. That concludes
All right.
our items
All right.
For tonight, unless the board has other items to discuss.
I
know, right? Let's just come up with some more questions. No, I wanted to take a moment and excuse Julie and Stacy. They both could not make it tonight. And we are adjourned until our board meeting is 6 o'clock. Thank you.